Cook with Gav is back, and on the menu today, the ultimate cheese toasty and a particular tasty sorbet. Good morning, Gav.
Hey, Declan, how are you keeping?
Good morning to you. For many people, the cheese toasty is a lovely thing to have, especially at lunchtime if they're in a hurry. It's just so tasty. It's better than having the normal bread. It's nice to have it toasted. So tell us more about the Gavin Murphy version of the ultimate cheese toasty.
Okay, so this one, Declan, probably takes a little bit more time than the regular toasty, but hopefully a couple of minutes more. But I think that extra time you spend on it gives you like a different level sandwich. So I was lucky enough this week. I got to actually visit a cheese farm in Wicklow. We were out for a drive and we dropped into Clatton Cheddar over in Clatton, and I got to meet the cheese maker and we took some cheese home with us, and he gave us a couple of different ages of cheddar. So as soon as I had them, I was like, you know, I have to make cheese toasty with them. So the way I do it is I chop up some onions first and saute them down, some red onions, and then finish them with a little bit of balsamic vinegar, which gives a nice acidity to the sandwich. And then you get your nice two pieces of bread. Now, you can use any bread you want, but I mean, I think it works really, really well on a nice sourdough. So I make my own sourdough. I cut two nice thick pieces, a little bit of butter on the inside, and then you go in with your balsamic onions, tomato. And then for the cheese, what really helps if you're going to do a toasty is to grate the cheese down. You can put it on in sort of thicker slices, but then it doesn't necessarily melt as evenly and you don't get that nice kind of soft cheese in the middle. So if you just grate it down and get a bowl, and I actually grated both down and then mixed them together. So I had an 18-month cheddar and a 12-month cheddar, and I spread them onto the sandwich. And then the trick is you put your pan on a sort of like medium to low heat. You don't want it too hot, because if you put a hot pan on and put the bread on, the outside's going to get charred and kind of burnt before the middle actually gets cooked. So you go on a medium heat, a little bit of oil in your pan, and then you butter the outside of the toast as well. So you get nice real butter all the way around the outside, all the way around the crust, and you put a butter side down. And once that's down, you then butter the other side. So you're buttering both sides. So it's not necessarily the healthiest sandwich in the world, but like you said, it's for a treat. You know, you can spoil yourself now and again. So you toast it one side down for about 3 or 4 minutes. Always sort of lift it with a little spatula just to check that it's not catching and it's not getting too burnt, because you don't want it to be, you know, too bitter. Flip it over, and then the butter is going to basically protect the sandwich. It's going to stop from going black. You want it to stay nice and golden. Onto the other side for about 3 or 4 minutes. And a good way to test is, you know, the way sometimes in sourdough you have the little holes in it, the natural holes that form in the bread. You press down with your spatula, and if the cheese kind of oozes straight up through the hole, you know then the middle is nice and warm and cooked. So that's it. You just pop it off, leave it for a minute or two just on a board, and then chop it in half. And I just serve it with my favorite relish or chutney or any kind of, you know, a little bit of dippage. That's basically it. And then sort of for dessert, what I did was we've been driving around, and I visited a farm up in Kilmacanny, Conroy's farm. They've been growing raspberries for about 80 years now. And we always go there every summer when we see the signs up. You just kind of follow it up a hill. And we got a lot of raspberries off them. And when we were up there, they always sell a kombucha, which is made by a girl called Katie. And I just thought, you know, it would be nice to use both of them in the same recipe. So I decided to make a kombucha sorbet. And essentially, I mean, you could make this sorbet with, you know, any other liquid, but with the kombucha, it just gives it a real zing and a kick. So it's just half the amount of kombucha to frozen berries. So what I did was I used 350 grams of frozen berries. So I just got the fresh berries and just put them in the freezer overnight. And then you pop them into a food processor, pour in your kombucha, 125 mils, so exactly half the measure of berries, and blitz it up, and like instantly it will start to form into a sorbet. So a lot of people think, you know, I'm not going to be bothered making a sorbet. I'm going to have to like set it, put it in an ice cream machine, put it in the freezer. From start to finish, this is about 5 minutes. And then just to finish it, because it can be a little bit sharp with the kombucha and the raspberries, I just put a small teaspoon of icing sugar and a little squeeze of lime. And then just pop it into a glass, put some more frozen berries and fresh berries on top, and a little grated lime zest. And then at the very end, decided, you know, as kids we used to have a Coke float. So you'd put the ice cream and pour over some Coke. So what I did is I just put the raspberry sorbet into a glass and finished it with some kombucha, and it turned into like this drink. And it was almost like a cocktail you would get in a restaurant. And I actually put some basil in there as well to give it a nice bit of freshness. So there's two dishes. Nice. Both of them are up on the Cook with Gav page. And like I said, probably 20, 25 minutes total, and you have two dishes that are just absolutely, you know, knockout. They're really, really tasty.
I've never had a cheese toasty the way you've described it. So that's one for the future, I think, Gav.
Yeah, it's just like I said, it takes a little longer, and I mean it is a little unhealthier. But I mean, you're using real butter. Like, don't use kind of margarine. So if you use proper, real, fresh Irish butter. And like I said, you can treat yourself. Like, I'd only have a toasted sandwich like that sort of maybe once a month, you know, because I know it's kind of like, it's a bit bold, but like, it's full of flavour, and, you know, it's in anything in a balanced diet is good, you know.
Very good. Well, thanks for that, Gav. Well,
no
done
problem.
And all there. Are we allowed to mention your daughter?
Yeah, absolutely.
And her hair cutting?
Yeah. Yeah, so Sienna is my 7-year-old daughter, and she's been growing her hair out sort of pretty much since she was born. She's had one little tiny trim, so kind of down almost to the back of her knees at this point. And she had just heard about, you know, people donating their hair to make real hair wigs, and she just got in her head she wanted to do it. So we've been actually next week with Susan Collins Hair, and she's going to cut her hair, and we're going to donate it to the Rapunzel Foundation, which is down in New Ross in Wexford, and they make wigs for children and stuff with alopecia and, you know, cancer sufferers who have gone through chemo and they've lost their hair. So the wigs are like, it takes about 20 to 25 donations to make just one wig, and I think they're over €2,000. So what Sienna decided to do then was do a little fundraiser. So she's already raised, I think, about €1,700, and she wants to then send that money directly to the foundation, and that's for kids who can't actually afford to pay for the wig themselves. So, so it's really nice. And on my page, on Cook with Gav, there's a little link in the bio. And yeah, it's great. I mean, just, we've had friends, family, and like absolute strangers have donated money just and left lovely little messages saying, you know, what a great little girl she is. But I mean, well, she doesn't see it as being brave. She just sees it as being nice, you know.
Well, you tell her that we think she's absolutely wonderful as well.
Thanks a million, Declan. Will do.
Okay.